Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. Dr. Christopher Hall is sponsoring this. He's a Nobel Prize nominated doctor. He is a best-selling author and emergency room physician. I know he's excited to be part of this interview. Guest today is Rory Culkin of 5 Pounds of Pressure. Rory, thanks for stopping by, man. And you know what? I was blown away by your character and how your character developed throughout this movie. Tell us a little bit of the premise of this, of your character.
Oh, like, thank you so much. Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's sort of about the crime world in Brooklyn, and I play Mike, who's sort of grew up in this world and is looking for a way out of it and kind of just fumbling every step of the way. So, yeah.
He did. And you know what? And he seemed like a really big goof, not a big goof, but a small goofball at the beginning. But at times he seemed really smart at times and then just went out and made bad decisions. But that's a lot of people, right? They have good street smarts in some ways, but other ways they just fall right up flat on their face.
Yeah, you for whatever reason, you expect more from him, even though he just shows time after time that he just can't make a good decision. And yeah, he's just sort of, like I said, he's just sort of fumbling the whole time. And from the moment we see him, we realize he makes bad decisions because he's wearing a leather cowboy hat and a trench coat. And it's just like, shouldn't you know better? You're selling drugs and you stick out like a sore thumb. You're kind of, it's ridiculous.
No, it definitely is. But the character really stole the show in so many ways. And the other part of the story that was so powerful was the story about another one of the characters and his son and being locked up for so many years and then came back. I mean, that really, I was rooting for him so much in the story, and people will definitely have to watch it, but it broke my heart to see the relationships, right? A lot of these things were based on bad decisions and relationships with lack of communication and poor decisions. The whole film, every one of them, every character made very bad decisions. Even if you were like ranking it and saying, hey, a drug dealer it doesn't make good decisions ever, but ultimately they run their business right. But everybody wasn't really watching their back or thinking about things.
That's right. Yeah. It's a film about poor decisions and trying to bounce back from those. And, you know, sadly, not everyone can recover from poor decisions. You make one bad move and that could be it for you. Yeah. And it's, I guess, sort of people attempting to redeem themselves, and a lot of them fail.
And congratulations on the success so far on Rotten Tomatoes of the film. I saw it was like at 80. It's, you guys are doing really well, and of the feedback of the film. And I mean, seriously, it was one that I, at the end, said, wow, I want more. That the story was so well done.
Oh, sick. Thank you so much. I didn't realize that about the Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't check that out. That's cool.
Yeah, I did a Google search and it said 80. I'll make sure if I was right, if I misquote myself, but it looked good. I mean, and that's the thing. It really just was well done by the director. I'm going to be speaking with him on Monday. And what do you feel like the story, it just fit the cast and everyone fits so well in the story.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Phil, the director, he would sort of keep me updated on casting and who he hired. And yeah, it was nice to be sort of a part of that process. We both live in Brooklyn, and yeah, it was nice to be so close to it the whole time.
When did you film that movie, by the way?
Where?
When did you, what time of year, when oh, years? When,
yeah. It was, I think it was the end of 22. And yeah, we filmed it in Manchester. Cheating Manchester for Brooklyn. Yeah, it was the end of 2022.
And I think, again, the title of the film, 5 Pounds of Pressure, kind of describe what that title for our listeners and viewers.
Yeah, 5 pounds of pressure is the amount of pressure you need to pull a trigger. And it can obviously change your life and someone else's life or your own. And yeah, it's just all it takes is 5 pounds of pressure to totally destroy your entire life. And I guess, yeah, it's just about making a bad decision.
I think everyone made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. And probably one of the other main character that you can speak about a little bit, the one that was incarcerated, go explain a little bit of that character, because that's a really good kind of parallel between you two, where he was looking to make a good decision every time and everyone else pulled him back in.
Yeah. Luke Evans plays Adam, who made a poor decision years earlier and was did time in prison for that. And then he's just trying to redeem himself and, you know, clean his hands of anything. And then you see sort of younger versions of him, I guess, in other characters that are going down the similar path that he did and just showing how history kind of repeats itself in these worlds.
All right, I just pulled this up, Rory, for you. 80%, I am correct. Rotten Tomatoes for this one.
Nice.
Yeah, it's got to feel great. And, you know, how difficult is it, to be in such a acting family, right? And now how you have to prove yourself. Is it hard, or does it drive you to become better and better?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I think it drives me to be better. I'm always inspired when I see my brother's work. And, every time I step on the set, I have to remind myself, don't embarrass the family. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, I try to do good work, not just for me, but for my family and the people around me too. You know?
Well, I recommend everyone see the film, because I've not seen a good film in a while. So there you go. So you got my endorsement completely, because I'm telling you, with the lack of no content right now, just to get my heart, really torn and teared up, that it was a tearjerker film. It really was. And congrats with what you've been able to do from this. Other projects coming up for you, Rory, you would like to promote?
Well, thank you so much. Things are still sort of in the edit and coming out down the line. I have something called Degenerate and something called Dead Guy, both features. But yeah, they're still in the edit, so it'll be some time. But hopefully we can talk again when those come out.
What do you think when you think about how you've created yourself as the characters that you create on film? What inspiration do you draw from?
I guess you borrow from your own life and exaggerate certain things and certain feelings, but yeah, I'm sort of open to anything. Like Mike was just a complete screw up and that was attractive to me. I don't mind getting my ass kicked on camera. I don't mind, sort of getting humiliated on camera if it makes for an interesting character. So yeah, I think just different ways to stretch yourself and I'm always open to anything. So
that's interesting. And I definitely want to see some of the other stuff now, because you're just really good. So I really see a big career coming for you, man. I really do. And I think this film, if you definitely are getting if the Rotten Tomatoes leads to the box office, there's bigger and better things coming for you. But this was such a great story. Where can people follow you, Rory? Where's the best place?
Just sort of watch my movies and TV. I never had social media, and I'm afraid to start. So just check out my work wherever you can find it.
So your character in this film is kind of like you in a little bit. You're different.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully not too similar, but yeah, I can see that.
But the different in the way of just being different. You don't care about what people think. And that character didn't.
Yeah.
And you sure as hell don't. There you go. And that's important, because that's how we can differentiate ourselves in such a competitive red ocean. If you're talking about acting, you're talking about any type of branding, you differentiate yourself. That's what leads to the big thing. So I wish you the best, continued success, Rory. And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
Dr. Christopher Hall is sponsoring this. He's a Nobel Prize nominated doctor. He is a best-selling author and emergency room physician. I know he's excited to be part of this interview.